Bradford and Innisfil are seeing fewer police chases, despite an increase in calls for service. South Simcoe Police Service Deputy Chief Cheryl Sutton presented the service's annual report on pursuits of suspects in motor vehicles, as part of the Police Services Board meeting at the South Division Building in Bradford on February 12. According to the report, the police engaged in 7 pursuits in 2024, a decrease from 15 the previous year, despite 2024 seeing a record number of calls for service for the second year in a row. "It speaks to our officers and their training," Sutton said. "Obviously, public safety is paramount in these situations." In 2024, local police aborted all 7 pursuits for public safety reasons, and none of those pursuits resulted in collisions or injuries. "We know who you are. We're not going to put the public at risk," Sutton said. "We'll just come and knock at your door at a later date." The 2024 pursuits include 4 to address criminal code offenses, 3 for Ontario Highway Traffic Act violations, 2 of suspicious vehicles to prevent auto theft, 1 for a suspected impaired driver who avoided a reduce impaired driving everywhere ride check, and 1 of a vehicle fleeing after a break and enter. After that last incident and through follow-up investigations with local and Quebec police services, the suspect was identified, and a warrant was issued which includes 8 criminal code charges to be laid once the suspect is located and the warranted executed, according to the report. In addition to the 8 charges from the 1 incident in February, police also laid 4 charges under the Provincial Offences Act, also in February, for a total of 12 charges in 2024, a decrease from 18 in 2023. The report does not list any arrests as a result of pursuits in 2024, which is also a decrease from 4 in 2023. Under the Community Safety and Policing Act, which came into effect on April 1 last year, there are specific circumstances under which officers can engage in a pursuit. Similar to the prior Police Services Act, those include whether a criminal offense has been or is about to be committed, identifying a vehicle or occupant, whether there are no other alternatives, and if the need to pursue outweighs the risk to public safety. According to the report, all officers undergo theoretical and practical pursuit training while attending the Ontario Police College and are required to take a refresher course every 2 years. While most police services do this in class, South Simcoe provides both in-class and practical training on a closed course when available. The last time the service provided refresher training was in fall 2023, which was theory only.